go from here? The end is surely near. Where do you go, my dear, to mend your broken heart? Are you a slave, my friend? Are you the living dead? You can't change the world if you don't do your part. Come up, come up from the rubble. Come up from the ash. Respect the gift. Gotta give it all you got.
Welcome to a brand new edition of the Ever Deadly Hour. I am your ever deadly auntie. That's me. Hello. My name is Taylor, and we are coming live, well, kind of live, at from Broken Head Ojibwe Nation here in Treaty 1 territory. You are listening to UMFM 101.5. the campus radio station here at the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg. I hope you all are enjoying your Saturday. For those of us who are tuning in from outside of Treaty 1, in case you haven't seen or heard, we have been experiencing some pretty extreme, crazy weather. So I'd love to say I'm enjoying the sun, but there is a shit ton of snow on the ground. So Mother Nature is thirsty this season, I suppose. But anyways, that's enough about that. We are here to check out some of the best Indigenous artists from across Turtle Island, from hip-hop to electronic to country to rock. And today actually is a very special show because I have a special guest. His name is Louis. He is the frontman of the group based out of Quebec. They are called Red Rockers. He joined me today and we chatted about their upcoming album. So we're going to check that out a little later on in the show. But we're going to have a pretty awesome show. Some upbeat tracks. Try and keep like this dance, cool vibing. Try and avoid the misery of the weather type deal of a show. So, of course, we can't have an upbeat electronic type show without playing a little bit of the Hallucination. It's all right here on the Ever Deadly Hour, y'all, on UMFM 101.5.
How are you?
Back with you on Off the Hook Radio.
It's DJ Buddha Blaze. You know, electric powwow is going on tonight.
That's right, A Tribe Called Red. Are you going to check them out? Give me a call.
Let me know. Let's get into the latest from nation to nation.
This is Sisters.
We are the tribe that they cannot see. We live on an industrial reservation. We are the Halusa Nation. We have been called the Indians. We have been called Native American. We have been called hostile. We have been called pagan. We have been called militant. We have been called many names. We are the Halusa Nation. We are the human beings. The callers of names cannot see us, but we can see them. We are the Halusa Nation. Our DNA is of earth and sky. Our DNA is of past and future. We are the Halusa Nation. We are the evolution, the continuation. The Halusa Nation. The Halusa Nation. We are the Halusa Nation. We are the Haluza Nation.
Ayo, lay beast, killer shit.
Try your zoo, what you cooking?
I'm in the skies, yeah. Yeah, I'm floating through the skies now. I'm doing fine, cause I could get you off my mind now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't know what I'm up to now when you hate. For right time. Now I found peace in my mind. Now you'll be lost for lifetime.
Yeah, running from problems, can't escape, not have been running since college. It's switching like autumn leaves falling, but I don't do the drama. I just cut all them, stick to the stages and stacking the dollars. With shawty who look like a model, sit on a rooftop playing Nirvana.
Why, baby, do we do this shit all the time? Baby, why do we do this shit all the time? Yeah, yeah. Whoa, do this shit all the time. All the time.
Welcome back, Ever Deadly Hour, UMFM 101.5. Hope everybody is enjoying their day. I know that my fellow students here at the U of N, and I'm sure across campuses across Canada, are very happy to say that we are almost done yet another school year, another strenuous and stressful school year. But now that we're kind of moving back into in-person classes and some in-person learning, so I've got one more year left under my belt, so I'm excited for next year to go back. I'm not sure about how you guys all feel. I know at this point in the term, everybody just wants to burn the school down because they're sick of studying. So, and I'm one of them. Woohoo! But we're almost done. We can do it. If we can survive these last 2 years, there's nothing that we can't conquer in this world. Am I right? I'm right. Anyways, let's keep the music rolling. This is all right here on the Ever Deadly Hour. And I'm your Ever Deadly Auntie. My name is Taylor from Broken Head Ojibwe Nation and beautiful Treaty One Territory.
You can always do what you want to, no matter what anybody tells you. Chasing temporary fixes, you won't call it quits, just living to exist, yeah, shit. I'm the one who's there on all your bad days, but you can't bring yourself to meet me halfway. I lose sleep, but I love you too much to let you leave. Your ignorance is bliss, and I know that you're not. so helpless, trying to help you from the outside looking in. Yeah, you're trapped in a house on fire, house on fire, and it's burning, burning down. You're trapped in a house on fire, you won't let me get you out. Cause it looks to me that you don't wanna be saved. I just sat here 10 feet away, watching you. Yeah, maybe I don't know what's best, and maybe I'm not ready yet. Cause it's too hard to deal, changing the channel when it gets too real. You know how much I care for you. Tell me how I can be there for you. I know you don't wanna believe it, but I'm gonna fight with your demons. Your ignorance is bliss.
We're back. Okay, so I'm very excited because I came across this couple of guys from Quebec. They go by the group name Red Rockers, and I found their music to be very happening, very good, very dancey, very upbeat. And so I reached out to them via Facebook because that's where I kind of saw a teaser trailer of their new album that's coming out in May. And I spoke with one of the head guys, one of the co-founders of the group. His name is Louis. He was calling in from Montreal, Quebec, which is super exciting. It's kind of funny to listen to like Nietzsche's with a French accent. I don't know why, but it kind of got to me. So it was pretty funny. But so this is our interview with Louis from the Red Rockers. And afterwards, we're going to check out their new song, Proud and Loud. It's all right here. UMFM, check it out.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me for the show. So start off by maybe you can just introduce yourself and give us a bit of background on Red Rockers, how you guys started, where you guys came from, and we'll go from there.
Okay, so my name is Louis. I started in 2006, and I started to produce with my cousin Oshim, and he's not with us right now. He's in another city. We started to produce music together in 2007, and then we were just like a couple of guys just having fun. We're cousins basically, and then we started like a couple of guys just loving like to party, and then we started to get signed, to draft into a record label. And then that's when it got serious in 2013, actually. But we started to produce music since 2007, electronic dance music.
Excellent. So, and then in 2013, you guys started snowballing, you're getting a record deal and things like that. How has, since then, I guess it's been 10 years that you guys have been really working at this, how has things changed for you or developed and kind of brought you to the point of where you are now?
Well, like in 2013, we released like an album, and it was like just like a really random, we didn't put any like indigenous, any culture in there in that album. It was just like very electronic and no, it was just all instrumental. And then like after that, we just like released a couple like tracks that we included in indigenous in there too. And then we're basically also like talking to A Tribe Called Red back then, 2012, sometimes they're just like inviting us to go do a show in Ottawa, but we couldn't actually, because we were not like legal in back then. And yes, like between those 2013 and like we started just like kind of like look for our sound. I don't know if you like, you know what I mean, like we're just kind of like explored things, explored like the music style, what we wanted to produce. And we really like got influenced by the French electronic, like from Justice, Sebastian Kavinsky, all those like French electronic, it has like kind of like 80s vibe and funk. And we made a mixture of all that because that's when we started. We used to listen to this like Daft Punk as well. And we used to listen to this like since like 2006, 2007, and it was really popular back then. And we wanted to bring that back in with the indigenous. Like we're just like one time, we're just like, we should produce something with that funk, electronic, something slow, 80s with indigenous. And make it very, very difficult like to produce. And that's what we came up with this album that we're working right now.
Yeah, so I saw, like, that's how I kind of got more familiarized with you guys, was with your Facebook post, and you guys are sharing that you are working on a new album, working on new music. Why don't you tell us a bit about the process that's going on behind the new album?
So yes, like Oshim like makes like he it's like really, I think it's gonna be like about like 13 tracks on it, and there's lots of guitars on it. My cousin is like, we're two in the group Red Rockers, and he makes like guitar, and there's like lots of guitars, and we also collaborating a couple singers from like Alberta actually. And yes.
So who are some of the, where do you find your inspiration when you go into the studio or when you're mixing tracks? Who are some of your influences and who kind of inspires you?
Daft Punk, Justice, Kavinsky, and also like, I would say like really 80s type of music, like, Giorgio Moroder, they're like very like kind of like old electronic producers. Yeah.
On the new album that you guys are working on, is there any particular track that you're like really feeling, really excited?
Yes.
About your favorites?
Yes, there's gonna be one. It's gonna be very summery, it's like a very melodic, happy, and you just like, it's very exciting. It's like very exciting for like excitement for the upcoming summer. And we're going to be actually like, we're going to be making like a music video of it. And it's a collaboration with Melody McArthur, and she's from Alberta. She's a very good singer and she's indigenous.
Yeah, I heard of her. She's very inspirational as well, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Now that, you know, I'm not too familiar with like the pandemic situation out in Quebec or anything, but now that things seem to be kind of lifting, do you guys foresee any touring? Or like, we're located in Manitoba here, like it'd be nice to see you guys in person and in show.
For the summer, we didn't got any bookings yet, but we're just going to be releasing like in around May, that album. So who knows, we can just like get like really at the we didn't got any like bookings yet. We're just gonna be releasing the album and make music videos during the whole like summer,
for sure. And yeah,
kind of
taking it without through a yes. promo, all that kind of stuff, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I just kind of wanted to ask you one more question here. So mm-hmm. if you could make a track or do a collab with any Indigenous artist, alive or not alive, mm-hmm. whomever, who would you like to make make a song with or make some music with?
Okay, there are lots of good artists. I would say Snotty Nosorez Kids are pretty awesome. I like their style. And also my, what's his name? Drizzus. Drizzus is cool.
Before you go.
Okay.
What's the name of the new album going to be?
It's Indigenoisy.
Indigenoisy?
Yes.
And then Proud and Loud. That's kind of, that's the new single?
Yeah, that's the single.
Awesome. We're very
And there's gonna be like lyrics on it. There's gonna be like a guy that's gonna be rapping over it.
But oh, so the instrumental you just released is kind of just a teaser then?
Yes. And there's gonna be a rapper on it.
Awesome. Okay, well, we look forward to it. Until then, we're gonna check out the teaser of Proud and Loud by the Red Rockers here on the Ever Deadly Hour on UMFM 101.5.
We'll be right back. Mississippi, she calls in the summer. Drought got me trippy, vultures moving in closer. Route to Willie D, I sip Henny for the culture. She give me hickeys, pass the baby blue clovers. Chip on my shoulder, bags packed a rover. Tag up a corner, sex mediocre. Flesh getting colder, twins wearing chokers. Pill popping double heels, I think I'm feeling slower. Mississippi, she calls in the summer. Drought got me trippy, vultures moving in closer. Route to Willie D, I sip Henny for the culture. She gave me hickeys, pass the baby blue clovers. Chip on my shoulder, bags packed a rover. Tag up a corner, sex mediocre. Flesh getting colder, twins wearing chokers. Pill popping double heels, I think I'm feeling slower.
holding me back. Every bit of patience left is gone. Now I ain't got no time for that. It's time to get creative. But who are you to judge the way I live? I'll take my chances.
Rise with my people in a new generation. My feet are on the ground with a better foundation. I'm a First Nation people that live in the north. This is the moment we've been waiting for.
I had a dream.
The Ever Deadly Hour, UMFM 101.5. I'm the everest, deadliest, antiest person ever. My name is Taylor. We're doing the show today from Broken Head Ojibwe Nation. We're about, 45 minutes north of Winnipeg. But I hope you enjoyed the interview and our conversation that we had with Louis from Red Rockers. We want to thank him again, Seichimi Gwecha Kose, for joining us from Montreal. And let us know what you think of the song. And if you are a musician and or part of a band or anything like that, and you want to have your music heard on the Ever Deadly Hour, you can send me an email, everdeadly@umfm.com. That's right. We got a new email address that's more fitting for the show, because before we were using some random one. So email me everdeadly@umfm.com if you have any requests, if you want to hear any artists, if you know of any artists, if you are an artist that wants to get their music heard here on the show. You can also check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. We're on all of them, Ever Deadly Hour and Ever Deadly Anti. You can find us anywhere. We're out of here. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday, and we will see you again next Saturday, 4 to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm here in Treaty One. Enjoy your Saturday. Bye. Yeah.
That's how I know you'll come crawling back to me again.